The commissioner of the New York State Department of Transportation and the former mayor of Syracuse, Matt Driscoll, returned to Syracuse yesterday to give an update on the I-81 viaduct project. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, engineers are currently analyzing each proposal for the interstate's future.
Driscoll says he is seriously considering three options: a new viaduct replacement, a community grid with the boulevard option, or a tunnel. While each plan has its pros and cons, Driscoll says money should not be a deterrent for any of the options.
I think it's bigger than just a highway. It's really an opportunity for us to redefine ourselves for the course of the next 100 years, and we want to make the best decision we can.
An environmental impact study is being conducted on each plan, including the option of what would happen if nothing is done. The study should be complete by the end of 2016. Driscoll says regardless of which option is selected, they will still have the opportunity to direct the flow of traffic through on-ramps and off-ramps to help struggling neighborhoods. One criticism of the current I-81 is that it divides Syracuse's south side, which has some of the poorest neighborhoods in the city. Driscoll wants to make a final recommendation to the governor by mid-2017, which is near the time when the viaduct is predicted to reach the end of its useful life. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.